Yes, the comment that I made about the lack of progress in situational awareness was based on following the developments in artificial intelligence and robotics over the past 30 years, not specifically in situations of war fighting, but more generally in attempts to create systems that have an awareness in an open-ended kind of environment. And we could talk more about that. So it's that problem, this problem of creating systems that are able to understand what's going on around them in contexts where that are not highly constrained and specifically designed for their sensory capacities. In terms of the, but I think the other thing that I really want to focus on here is distinction. As we've been talking about selection and targeting as the key functions, the critical functions, and those presuppose the ability under context of in the context of IHL to make these crucial distinctions. And that is another area we're looking at the past 30 years of progress in artificial intelligence and robotics. There are at present no systems that are capable of the kinds of discriminatory distinctions among humans that would be required. So I'm really looking retrospectively at the progress that has not been made in these areas. These are incredibly difficult and so far intractable problems.